بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم بعد. Most respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few days we have been discussing some pertinent du'as and supplications of our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of our respected brothers have been inquiring that what is the source of these du'as and where can they be found. As I mentioned, the original source is the books of hadith, the narrations of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be it Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, etc. However, our ulama ikram have simplified the recitation of these du'as by compiling them into little books and little treaties in which they can be easily accessed and recited. So we will find a booklet by the name of Al-Hizbul A'zam, which is divided into days. For Monday there will be a certain allocation, Tuesday, Wednesday, and in that manner there are allocations for each day as to which du'as can be recited. And another compilation is also Munajat Al-Maqbool, which is known as the accepted whispers. And there is also a book called Al-Hisnul Haseen by Allama Jazri Rahmatullah Alayhi. So these are some of the titles that we can access inshallah to find these du'as. And du'a, as we said, is such a thing that no matter how much a person makes, the more a person makes du'a, the more a person finds ourselves in need of du'a. Du'a is a fortification, it is a weapon, it is a means of courage, it's a means of inspiration, means of protection. It has brings so much of benefit to the individual, it brings so much of benefit to the community, to the neighborhood, to the country, and to the ummah at large. So these are the prescriptions, the formulas that have been given to us by our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as gifts and as weapons and as tools that we can utilize to uplift ourselves in difficulty, inshaAllah. Today's dua we will discuss is a dua which appears again in the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Allahumma hdini li ahsanil akhlaq wal a'mal la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. O Allah, I ask you to guide me. This aspect of hidayat and guidance is something which we ask for every day. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. In every salah of every rakat, we make this beautiful dua. Oh Allah, we are in need of guidance. And hidayat is such a thing that without hidayat, there is no life. Every bounty is only a bounty and only a ni'mat if it's got hidayat. A person can have the best home, best vehicle, the best life. But if it is not coupled with hidayat, if it does not contain hidayat and guidance in it, then that ni'mat is empty. It has no life in it. It's got no substance in it. So every ni'mat also must contain hidayat for it to be a true ni'mat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, O Allah, I'm asking you for hidayat and guidance for what? Li ahsanil akhlaq. For the best and most noble character and conduct. This aspect of conduct and character is something which we should ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for. O Allah, you give us good character. You imbue us with good character. And good character in the hadith, there's been a lot of emphasis on good character. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. That the person with the best iman, perfect iman, we all are striving for perfect iman, we all are striving for building our iman. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The most perfect believer is that person who has got the best character. So if you want perfect iman, we have to have the best conduct in the best character. Other glad tidings as far as good character is concerned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيَّ أَحْسَنُكُمْ خُلُقًا. The person who will be most beloved to me, most near to me, is the person who has the best character and the best conduct. In another hadith it is mentioned, إِنَّ مِنْ أَثْكَلِ الْأَعْمَالِ يُوزَنُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقُ وَخُلُقٌ حَسَنٌ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the thing that will weigh heaviest on the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah is not a person's tahajjud or his tilawat or his zikr or any other hajj or umrah. But the thing that will be most weighty on the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah is a person's good character and his good akhlaq. So this dua is teaching us that, O Allah, it is you who will be able to imbue us and guide us towards those actions of good character. And if we look at a missing ingredient in our lives today, and a missing ingredient in the entire ummah collectively, we will find there's a lot of good actions, a lot of charity, a lot of good happening, a lot of hajj, a lot of umrah, mashallah, a lot of nafil taking place. But if there's something missing in us, then it is this aspect of courtesy, good akhlaq, kindness, compassion, interaction with other people in a likable manner, in a pleasant manner, in a good way, giving people consolation, giving people hope, conducting ourselves in an admirable manner. This is what was the most remarkable and outstanding feature in the seerah, in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this dua is made, Allahumma hadini li ahsani al akhlaq wal a'mal. And oh Allah, give me the a'mal and the good, the aspect of good actions. God grant me the best of actions. Ahsan, ahsan means something which is of the best quality, something which is of the highest and noblest quality. Husni akhlaq, as it is said. Praiseworthy conduct. Akhlaq-e-hamida. Akhlaq-e-hamida means praiseworthy conduct. And wasrif anni sayyi'aha la yasrifu sayyi'aha illa ant. And O Allah, help me to refrain from those actions which are bad conduct. Sayyi'il akhlaq. Akhlaq-e-razila. Those things which bring about unpleasantness in a person, misconduct in a person, treating others badly, denigrating others, racism, looking down upon others, thinking oneself to be better than others, thinking oneself to be superior than others, thinking oneself to be higher and above others. This is bad akhlaq. This stems from pride, it stems from jealousy, it stems from all of these razail, as it is called in Arabic. Razail means misconduct, and those things which are regarded to be the corruptors of the heart. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes this very powerful and beautiful dua, Allahumma hdini li ahsanil akhlaq. O Allah, grant me the best conduct, wal a'mal, and the best actions. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha, and help me to refrain, and keep me away from bad akhlaq, from bad conduct. La yasrifu anha illa ant. That you will not, no one will be able to help me and guide me out of this difficulty except you, O Allah. So from this we also understand that in terms of our actions, our a'mal, our conduct, we are totally dependent on Allah. Just as we are dependent on Allah for our physical needs and subsistence, we are totally dependent on Allah for our spiritual needs and our spiritual existence also. So together with bettering ourselves, we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us improve and grant us purification. May Allah Rabbul Izzat make us ba-akhlaq, make us people of character. And may Allah make us ba'amal, make us people of action. And may Allah Rabbul Izzat protect us from all of those things that will bring about our disgrace and our difficulty. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.